弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
神家里面最大的特点是什么？
What's the greatest characteristic of the house of God?
啊？我听不清楚啊，你们在讲什么？爱啊。
What is it?
赞成是爱的举手。
Those of you who said it's love, raise your hand.
感谢主哈。那神家最大的特点是神的同在。
The greatest characteristic is God's presence.
他同在什么都在了，对不对？
When he's here, then we have everything, right?
因为圣经上特别介绍到耶稣的时候，约翰福音、约翰一书三个重要的主题。
When John began to describe Jesus, and also in the epistle of 1 John, the three main character themes.
讲到他是光，他是爱，他是我们的生命和能力。
That he is light, he is our life, and he is our strength and our power.
所以教会最大的特点是神在我们中间，神跟我们同在。
And the greatest characteristic of the church is God's presence, that he is with us.
因为你们相不相信别的团体也讲爱？
And the other organizations, they also talk about love.
我在大学的时候，我们有一个大学团，不是团契，我们有各种的社团 club.
When I was in college, we had a lot of clubs that was in our school.
有一个社团叫做爱爱社，一个爱还不够，要 double 爱。
There was one particular club that's a club of multiple loves.
他们就是专门去安慰照顾孤儿寡妇或是弱势团体，所以叫爱爱社。
They'll go and take care of those who are orphans, those who are widows, and those who are in need in society.
那我想我们在神家里面，我们感谢神，我们跟世人最大的不同是神跟我们同在。
And we trust and we thank God that the greatest difference in the house of God is his own presence.
而且他住在我们里面。
And he dwells in us.
我跟你说哈，这个今天我们就要讲到一节，说个人要看别人比自己强。
And this one particular verse we're going to come to today, that we're going to esteem one another better than ourselves.
你们觉得容不容易？
Do you think it's easy?
觉得做得到的举手好不好？
Those of you who think that you can do it, raise your hands.
我跟你讲，再丑的人都觉得自己比别人漂亮。
And I'll tell you, no matter how ugly you are, you think you're better looking than someone else.
真的，那个再坏的人都觉得我自己身上有很多特点是你没有的。
And no matter how terrible you are, some ways you think that there's still some qualities within me.
我跟你们讲过，在香港有个黑社会的头子，他说我不需要信耶稣，因为我这一生凭良心行事。
And there was a head of the mafia in Hong Kong. He says, I don't need Jesus because I live.This my entire life with a clear conscience.
跟他传福音的朋友说为什么？
And so the brother who shared the gospel with him asked him, how come, why?
他说我卖的毒品从来不掺粉的。
And he says the drugs that I sell are the best of qualities.
我底下的妓女院没有一个妓女是我强迫来的，都是他自己来的。
And all the prostitutes that I have, none of them I force them to come. They all come willingly themselves.
我底下的人为我出去办事。这个还不是殉道，死的话，他说我养他的家人。
And my people who work for me, if they lose their life in the process of doing work for me, I will take care of their family.
所以我说我们要看别人比自己强，真的很难。
So for us to esteem others better than ourselves, it is a very difficult challenge.
我前几天听到一个又让我很高兴，但是又会让我有点。遗憾的故事哈。
A few days ago, I heard a story that actually brought me some joy, but at the same time, some sadness with it.
因为有一个姊妹说，她开车的时候就在放我们教会的光碟，是我讲到她翻译。
So a sister was said, had told me that while she was driving, she would listen to the messages at church. Pastor would be speaking, and I would be translating.
然后她妈妈坐在后面一起听。
And her mom would be sitting in the back listening as well.
她妈妈完全不懂英文。
Her mom didn't understand a word of English.
然后听了讲到一段的以后，就跟她这个女儿说，这个外国人道讲的真好，只是这个翻译还没有那么好。
And, So the mom says to the daughter, this foreigner speaks very well, but this translator is not so good.
那变成说是他讲得很好，我是他的翻译，只是翻译没那么好。
It seems like I'm the one who's speaking, and Pastor Yu is the one translating, and the translation is not as good.
那我们当然笑得要死了哈，可是呢，我心里面就在想，糟糕了，明明是我讲到，怎么会变成这个样子呢？
So of course we laugh and we heard, but I felt like, well, I'm the one who's preaching. How come people were misinterpreted that way?
后来那个录音组开会的时候就说。音响组有的时候把他的声音放得比我大，所以看起来我像翻译的。
And so we come to the realization that the recording group would raise the voice of the translator, me, and not so much the pastor, you, so it would seem like I'm the one that is speaking.
他们很有爱心是为了安慰我，我说你不用，您不用安慰了，因为他妈妈不懂英文，所以也听不懂他在讲什么。反正就是我讲得不够好就是了。
So, they were comforting me. I said, it's okay. The mom really didn't understand any word of English, so just that I wasn't able to eloquently present the message very well.
我们之所以能够看别人比自己强，
And the only way for us to esteem others better than ourselves.
刚刚诗歌告诉我们说，因为我看见你里面有王的荣美。
Because that last song we sang, it says that I saw the beauty of the Lord in you.
所以前两天这个听说姊妹聚会在读一篇文章哈，那个昨天早上于师母在晨祷的时候有分享。
A few days ago, the sisters meeting fellowship, they read a particular article and it was shared to us.
他们正好也引用到腓立比书的这一段，所以我昨天也拿来看了一下。
And they were using the particular verses in Philippians, so I took that article and I read it.
那里面黎托森弟兄就讲到，他说我们一般人常常都喜欢看别人的失败。
And Brother Watchman Nee says that for most of us,Oftentimes we look at other people's failures.
但是呢，神却看我们暗中的得胜。
But the Lord looks at our victories that are won in secret.
那我们要看对方要怎么样子能够做到别人比我自己强呢
？And how do we get to the point where we esteem others better than ourselves?
你应该去看他里面的新造。然后看自己的旧照。
And you need to look at the new creation in others and look at the old creation within ourselves.
他可能在100件事情里面有一两件活在旧照里面，他的失败暴露在你面前。
And of the 100 things that he lived out, there may be 2 or 3 that he's still living in the old creation and they're exposed before you.
可是他在隐藏的地方，可能有90多件他都靠着主是得胜的。
But in the hidden places, 90 some odd items he had.Won victory in those things.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可能在10件事情里面有一件事情是失败的。
Perhaps of the 10 things in our lives, one of which we are failures.
你们可能别人没有看到，但是你如果是100件的话，你就是10件失败，对不对
？And if there was 100 things in our lives, proportionally there would be about 10 that we failed in.
所以我们要学习只看自己的旧照，学习欣赏别人的新照。
And we learn to look at the aspect of our old creation, and look at the new.Creation in others' lives.
我们看见别人的荣美啊。
So we see the beauty in others.
今天我继续讲成全圣徒，各尽其职。
Today we want to continue on the topic of equipping the saints for the work of ministry.
讲到在基督里面该有的教会生活。
And we want to talk about the proper and the life, the church life that is to be in the life of the saints.
我上个礼拜讲过以弗所书的前三章，讲到那个荣耀的教会，讲到荣耀的启示。
And the first 3 chapters of Ephesians talk about the glorious church, that glorious revelation.
神把它永远的旨意借着前三章向我们显明出来。
God revealed His eternal purpose to us through the first 3 chapters.
所以以弗所书的前三章讲启示。
So the first 3 chapters again talks about the revelations of God.
但是以弗所书的后三章讲实行，或是讲地上的生活，或是讲具体的见证。
And the last 3 chapters talks about practicalities, the exercise of these things, and the testimony that can be seen in this world.
再高的启示
no matter how great and how grand the revelation,
再荣耀再永远的旨意都需要在最平凡的生活里面把它实现出来。
These glorious purpose and will, they need to be actualized in the ordinary lives that we live.
但是你发现第四章到第六章讲到我们基督徒在地上各种的生活。
And when chapter 4 and it begins to talk about the various roles that we have in our lives,
怎么样子把天上的意象在地上实现出来？
And how do we actualize this vision that we see from heaven and live it out?
怎么样把最高的启示在最小的事情上活出来？
And this highest revelation can be revealed in the smallest matters in our lives.
他第一个就讲到教会生活。
And the very first thing that the author mentions is the church life.
后面才来讲家庭的生活。
And then it talks about family life.
讲到夫妻，讲到父母跟孩子。
Husband and wives and parents with their children.
在接下来才讲到职场的生活。
And then it talks about our secular lives.
最后讲到属灵的征战。
And then it talks about a spiritual warfare.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就晓得在神的心目中。
So you know in the heart of God.
神最在乎的是他的旨意怎么样子在我们的生活中被活出来。
What God cares about most is how His will is actualized in our lives.
而在活出来的里面，他最在乎的是我们怎么样过教会的生活。
And then when we start actualizing it, He cares about how we live the church life.
所以第四章一开始就讲教会的生活。
So chapter 4 immediately begins with the aspect of the church life.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天教会生活在我们身上不是放在后面可有可无的。
Brothers and sisters, the aspect of church life is something that is not to be in the back seat that we can do without. without.
虽然我们可能一个礼拜才来一两次、两三次的聚会。
Maybe out of the week we come once or twice for our gatherings.
但是神在乎我们怎么过教会的生活。
But God cares about how we live out this church life.
在这里为什么要讲在基督里呢
？So why does he talk about in Christ?
教会跟基督不是一个吗？
Isn't the church and the Christ one?
他是头，我们是身体，根本就是一个。
He's the head with the body. We are one.
为什么要多此一举，再加个在基督里呢
？Why does he have to mention particularly in Christ?
正常的教会生活本来就是应该在基督里的。
A normal church life needs to be in Christ.
但我从另外一个角度来讲，也只有在基督里，你才可能有正常的教会生活。
And from a different perspective, only when you are in Christ can you have a normal church life.
今天天底下各式各样的教会多得不得了哈。
There are all sorts of churches throughout the world.
我都忘记统计数字了，在光在美国的教会不知道是多少万，还是十几万，还是二十几万。光教会就这么多哈。
And the various churches gathering in America alone is in the order of millions.
但是我们都知道，没有一个教会没有问题。
But we know that every church have their own problems.
没有一个教会没有它的软弱。
And every church have their own weaknesses.
所以格林汉也讲过，大概是穆迪还是施布真也讲过，如果你发现有一个完全 perfect church 教会，你最好不要去，因为你一去就把它变得不完全。
And Billy Graham and Moody both said that if you discover a perfect church in this world, please do not go because once you attend, it will be imperfect.
因为我们人都不完全。
Because we are all imperfect.
所以今天要在主的面前有一个合神心意的教会的话。
So for church to be according to the heart of God.
它的前提一定是在基督里。
At the very foremost, the foreground is that it must be in Christ.
就跟我们今天讲任何的事情。
Just like everything we talk about today.
你任何的计划、任何的活动、任何的度假计划，你一定有一个前提，就是必须要有氧气，对不对？我们就不去想它了。
And any one of your plans, any one of your activities, there must be something that is at the forefront of it is there's oxygen. So you don't need to worry about it.
你没有氧气，什么都不要谈。
If you don't have oxygen in the presence of your life,
今天教会不在基督里，你去讲教会生活，白讲的。
So if the church is not in Christ, then there's no point talking about this church life.
那今天就是因为教会太多的不正常。所以我们今天要来看到底怎么过教会生活。
Because there are so many abnormalities within this quote-unquote church life, we need to come and look at how do we live a normal church life.
我们多么希望今年在主的面前成全圣徒，各尽其职，不再是个口号。
And how we pray that this year, this equipping of the saints for the work of ministry is not just a slogan.
我觉得我们最近两三年对教会的主题大家都很认真。
And I think that the past few years, everyone has been very diligent concerning the theme that we have for each year.
我们不仅开头有很多的祷告，我们结束的时候有很多的检讨。
And not only do we begin with a lot of prayers, and then we have a lot of evaluations at the end of the year.
像让主居首位啊，跟随耶稣的脚中行啊，我觉得大家都很认真。
For example, that the Lord will have the first place, or walk in the footstep of the Lord, we're all very diligent in learning and following.
但是我们希望在主的面前更加谦卑，好让我们的进步是真实的。
But we pray that we are even more humble before the Lord, that our improvements are more and more real.
前几天，教员弟兄让我看一个这个微信上的这个小 joke 也好哈。
And our brother 教员 shared a joke with me a few days ago.
那个我他把它变了一个样子告诉我，好，那就有人在这里检讨2013年。他整个目标的评估哈，就是2013年年初不是有很多目标吗？年底的时候，他的评估达到了没有
？Okay, so this story began with a person evaluating whether he has reached his goals at the beginning of the year.
那个故事上是写的世界上的人呢，哈，所以他要赚几百万呐、啊，他要买几栋房子啦，要开最豪华的车，那个是世界上的。那么我们把它变成属灵的。
So the story was telling a man who is, you know, looking at the secular.Gains, great mansion, cars, how much money he would gain, but let's look at the spiritual aspect of our lives.
他第一项是今年要把圣经读三遍。
So the very first item that was listed was to read the Bible three times this year.
第二个，每天早上是五点钟起来晨更。
Secondly, wake up every day 5 o'clock in the morning and have morning devotion.
第三个，今年决定不说批评论断的话。
Thirdly, I would never speak of any words that is complaining or ridiculing someone.
第四个，我每一次都不迟到。
And I would always be on time.
每一个他都打勾啊。
And every single one of these things he was able to put a check mark to.
前面九个全部都打勾都做到了。
And the first 9 items he was able to say, yeah, I've done it, I've done it, I've done it.
第十个就是要革除我喜欢吹牛的毛病。
And the last one is to get rid of this problem where I am
boasting.
Exaggerating.
他就打叉了。
And so he says, no, I didn't do that.
就表示前面九个都没做。
And it means he's exaggerated on the first nine. He really didn't do it.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前，这个立心愿是一件事啊。
Brother and sister, to have a heart that is set before the Lord is one thing.
到底我们在主的面前能不能交得出来是另外一件事情。
Whether we can say, Lord, I've done it is another.
那今年这个题目其实跟每一个人都有关系的。
And again, I want to emphasize that this theme has to do with every one of us this year.
因为有人问过我说，这个题目是只给教会领袖们听的。
Because somebody have commented that this theme seems to be only for those who are leaders in the church.
No, 我要跟你们说。
And I want to emphasize once again, no.
因为圣经上里面在乎我们彼此的成全。
Because the scripture talks about equipping one another.
而且我特别说到成全。
And I said particularly this equipping.
是为了要提升对方属灵的价值。
It's to elevate the spiritual worth of the other person.
成全。
And again, equipping
是为了扩大对方蒙福的度量。
Is to enlarge the capacity by which the other person may be blessed.
所以当我跟你相会的时候
，So when I meet with you,
我要怎么样子借着我跟你在一起，我能够提升你的价值，能够扩大你蒙福的度量。
How do I use the opportunities to elevate your worth and to enlarge your capacity of being blessed?
同样的，我也很希望借着我们能够在一起的机会。
And at the same time, I desire that when we have these occasions where we are together,
你能够提升我的价值
you can also elevate my worth.
你能够扩大我在主面前蒙福的度量
you can also enlarge the capacity by which I may be blessed.
换句话说只要我们能够有机会在一起
as another word is that as whenever we are together,
我们都希望我们能够成为对方的祝福
I pray that we could be a blessing to one another.
我们也能够从对方的身上得到祝福
and from each other's lives that we may be blessed.
当然这样子的生活可能 有用消极的方式有用积极的方式、啊、
and of course these, and, we can look at examples from both positive and negative ends.
所以我曾经跟你们讲过，苏格拉底曾经说过啊。
Socrates once said.
啊，他说你如果娶了一个贤惠爱你的妻子，你终身幸福。
If you married an excellent wife who loves you, you will be blessed for the rest of your life.
啊，不然的话，你就会成为一个伟大的哲学家。
Or you will be a great philosopher.
听得懂吗？
Do you understand the joke?
你就会对人生有很多很深的体会了。
You have all sorts of understandings of life.
所以难怪苏格拉底这么伟大。
That's why Socrates was such a great man.
他有一次上课上到一半。
In the middle of a class,
这个他太太当着学生面冲进来。
And in front of all his students, his wife rushed into the classroom.
当面骂他一顿。
And in front of all his students, his wife scolded him.
然后学生这个出去了。
And then she left.
学生们正在同情他的时候。
And as all the students were showing compassion on him.
太太又回来弄一桶水倒到他身上才走。
And the wife came back with a bucket of cold water and poured it on him and then ran out of the room.
他能够安安静静地说他说我早就知道雷声之后必有大雨。
And he quietly murmured and said, I knew that the thunder would come after a great rain.
你说这种修养从哪里来的
He said, where did these things come from?
好所以弟兄姊妹我们可能从不同的方式从对方身上得祝福。
Yes, we would learn to be blessed from different aspects of each other's lives.
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we're all sinners.
我们都是旧造的。
We are all of the old creation.
你在你身上的确一定有很多的长处是我没有的。
And there are certain qualities within you that is not within me.
但是也有可能我从你身上也受到了许多的伤害和搅扰。
And maybe I've also suffer some disturbance or some harm from you as well.
我们怎么样被神摆在一起的时候，我们真正能够活出来。彼此成全啊
！And how do we pray? We need to pray that when we are put together, that we can really equip one another.
所以在这里，当我们讲到在基督里该有的教会生活的时候
，So when we talk about the proper church life we ought to have, that is in Christ.
神让我们过教会的生活，是为了要建立基督的身体。
God wants us to have a church life so that the body of Christ may be equipped.
啊，这是我们已经读了好几次的以弗所书四章，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And we read it many times in chapter 4 that we may equip the saints for the work of ministry that the body of Christ may be edified.
所以当我们被成全或是我们去成全别人的时候
So when we are equipped ourselves or we're equipping others
不光是为了提升他个人的价值 扩大他蒙福的度量。
Again, it's not just for the purpose of that particular individual would be blessed and his value would be elevated.
那终极的目的是为了整个身体被建立啊。
But at the centrality of this conclusion is that the entire body would be edified.
让教会或是基督的身体，我们属灵的价值跟蒙福的度量能够不断的提升。
That the church and this body would continue to grow in its value and continue to be increased in its capacity to be blessed. 所以
在以弗所书第五章讲到夫妻的时候。
So Ephesians chapter 5, when it talks about the relationship of husband and wife,
基督爱教会为教会舍己。
It says that Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
那个目的也是为了要得到一个荣耀的教会。
And the purpose is that a glorious church would come about.
对不对？那你第五章26-27节讲到基督爱教会为教会舍己。
Chapter 5, verse 26 and 27, it says that the Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
他又用水借着道把教会洗得洁净
and sanctified and cleansed it with the washing of the word
成为圣洁可以归给自己做个荣耀的教会
that it may be holy and be a glorious church unto him
乃是这个没有斑点皱纹等类的病乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的
and not having any spot or wrinkles or any such things
所以你要知道连基督为我们舍命
so when Christ gave his life for us
都是为了得到教会啊
it's for the sake of obtaining the church
不是只是为了我个人可以上天堂
it's not just for individuals to be able to go to heaven
是为了教会
it's for the church
啊，每一次聚会讲道出来用水借着道洗净教会的时候
and every time the word is preached and is spoken that the word is cleansing the church
所以我们每次来聚会听这个道听那个道看属灵书得个人的帮助都是为了要神要得到一个荣耀的教会。
So when we come and listen to messages or read good books, spiritual books, it's for the benefit of the church would be glorified.
啊，这是我们彼此成全非常重要的目的。
And that is the end means of us equipping one another.
所以在我们诗歌本有一首诗歌叫做 "Make Me a Blessing"， 使我成为祝福。
Particular hymn in our hymn book that says "Make Me a Blessing."
我非常喜欢他的副歌结束的时候说 Make me a blessing to someone today
And the hymn ends with the words Make me a blessing to someone today
让我今天就成为别人的祝福
That today that I would be a blessing to someone
不要羡慕将来我有一天我变好了我成为别人的祝福
That I do not simply long for the future At some point that I'd be good enough to be a blessing to someone
这是一个成长的过程
But it is a growing process
我们需要被提升
We need to be elevated
我们需要被扩大
We need to be enlarged
当我们被提升我们被扩大的时候我们成为人家祝福的度量就跟着扩大了
And when we are elevated and we are enlarged our capacity to bless others will also grow
所以这就是神把我们摆在教会的原因
And that is the reason why God placed each and every one of us in the church
这是为什么我讲到我上个礼拜讲到我们高中考大学的时候是全班一起考联考
And that's why last week when I was preaching I spoke the example that when we come to the final exams that the whole class was taking it together
整个班上那么团结每天早上把要背的单要读的书好的数学题目写在黑板上
All the students work together Everybody put in the vocabulary The best problems for each other to study
结果我们全班都考上了
And our entire class We all did really well
而且 80% 都是考上最好的学校
And of 80% of us We all got to very good schools
弟兄姊妹这是因为大家把力量都加起来
Because all of us We contributed our strength our Individual strength
所以我说过从前这个中国驻美大使董玄光博士说一个中国人决定胜过一个日本人
And one particular man said in time past that one Chinese will definitely overcome one Japanese.
但是两个中国人就绝对输给两个日本人。
But two Chinese will definitely lose to two Japanese.
因为中国人不是一加一等于二，一加一小于二。
For Chinese, the culture oftentimes one plus one is less than two.
甚至 one plus one 变成 negative
and sometimes one plus one even becomes a negative number
弟兄姊妹我希望我们中国弟兄姊妹不是这个样子、
and I pray that we who are Chinese descent brothers and sisters we are not this way
所以我们等一下读到腓立比书的时候其实我们现在就看腓立比书二章一到五节
and we come to Philippians chapter 2 verse 1 through 5
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉爱心有什么安慰圣灵有什么交通心中有什么慈悲怜悯你们就要意念相同爱心相同有一样的心思有一样的意念使我的喜乐可以满足啊，等一下我们会再回来读你就发现了没有你只要有就带来
And this verse simply tells us if you have these things bring it
带来。
Bring it.
我就讲神将丰富啊。
That we want fullness in the house of God.
我们刚刚说现在在美国这个过春节的习惯比从前多多了啊。
Pastor Nancy was saying that the culture of celebrating the Chinese New Year seems to be increasing.
你看这两天各个小组团契都趁这个机会打开家 potluck 然后传福音。
A lot of small groups, we open up our homes and we take the opportunity to share the gospel.
对我们这种比较早期来美国的1979年来的，我们过春节都是东南亚的同事提醒我们，哎，今天是 Chinese New Year， 我们才知道。
And for us who came and we lived here a little longer, we started out back in the 70s, and we actually need to be reminded that hey, Chinese New Year is right around the corner.
但是中国人没有这么多哈，中国店更没有这么多。
So back in the day, there weren't that many Chinese, and there weren't that many Chinese stores.
那么后来我们开始去中国培训的时候，知道有春节，因为中国常常都是春节办特会。
And so when we go into China, we know that oftentimes they do have these celebrations because they take the opportunity to have retreats over the holidays.
我跟于师母常常除夕夜坐在飞机上，正好往那边去。
So Pastor Nancy and myself oftentimes would be on the plane on New Year's Eve over to to China.
我们这两天有机会去不同团契，发现哎呀，每一个团契吃的菜都好棒啊。
And these few days we were graciously invited to some of the fellowships, and we go and we observe the food that they've been eating that is really, really wonderful.
我没有到一个小组。菜不够的。
I have not yet come to a particular small group where they ran out of food.
很多小组都是剩下的这个远远超过大家吃这个吃掉的。
And oftentimes we discover that in these small groups what's left over is much more than what people have consumed.
你就让那顿饭吃得很舒服，对不对？
You know that that particular meal was very well eaten.
如果你们这个小组不管是什么团契，说今天是聚餐，结果大家带来都没带，或者只带一点点。
Also, if this particular small group, the announcement's been made, it's going to be a potluck, but nobody brought anything, and everybody just brings a little bit.
那么大的 container 打开来，不过是 in and out 的一个 hamburger.
And you bring a huge container, and then you open the lid, it's just one small hamburger from in and out.
弟兄姊妹，大家吃什么？
So, Brent, what are we going to eat?
所以神家里面是丰富，就是你只要有，只要在主面前得到。这里讲了这么多啊。
So, in the richness of the house of God, these particular verses tell us, as long as you have them,
我们带到神家来。
Bring it in the house of God.
我们用基督的丰富彼此来服侍啊。
And with the richness of Christ, we serve one another.
所以这教会被建立，就是神把各样的人放在教会里面。
So when the church is being equipped, God puts all sorts of people within the church.
神把各样的恩赐赐给神的儿女。
God puts all sorts of giftings within the church.
对，当我们聚在一起的时候。
So when we are gathered together.
我们是在这里 display, 在这里摆出来我们里面的丰富和恩典。
We are here displaying the richness and the fullness of Christ.
然后我们彼此享受。
And we can enjoy one another.
我说过，我如果口袋一个 quarter, 如果跟启正交换的话，交换完我还是一个 quarter， 他还是一个 quarter。
And I gave this example before. If I had a quarter in my pocket, I'm exchanging it with Brother Chi Chen, and we at the end of the exchange, we each only still have a quarter.
除非他的是金的哈。
Unless his quarter is somehow made out of gold.
那我们交换完，我们都还是一个 quarter。
And after the exchange, the value hasn't changed.
可是来神家里面，在爱中的交通，属灵的交通，交通完我赚了，他也赚了。
But in the house of God, when we enter into fellowship.He has gained, and I have gained as well.
我的得着不会因为交通完掉了，反而只会更丰富。
The things that I have gained in my pocket, it will not diminish, but it will only become richer.
我说我所得到属灵的东西，交通完只会更多，好，我并不会失去的。
The things that I have personally gained, when I share it, I won't lose it, it will just become richer.
他把他的交通给我，他也不会失去。
And when he gives me what he has understood, he wouldn't lose it.
可是我回家的时候，我是带着两个人的丰富回家了。
But when I go home, I have the abundance of two individuals.
所以你们小组如果有15个人，聚完会应该是带着15个人的丰富回家，对不对
？So when you come to your small group, it's 15 people. You need to walk out of that door with the richness of 15 individuals.
真的听得懂我的意思吗
？You guys understand what I'm saying?
所以小组聚会应该是很享受的。
So in these small group gathering, it should be a place where everyone is enjoying it.
小组聚会是来赚不是赚钱啊，就是是包赚不赔的。
It's a place where you're just going to earn. You're not going to lose a thing.
但是也不要这么轻看这件事情。
But do not despise such a small thing.
保罗责备哥林多教会说：“你们聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。”
And Paul rebuked the church of Corinth and says that you do not benefit one another when you get together, but you are suffering loss.
因为他们来的时候带着错的态度。 他们用错的方式在这里聚会。
Because when they come together, they come with the wrong attitude and the wrong manner by which they get together.
如果基督不是中心
，If Christ is not the center，
如果我们没有看见聚会的目的
，If we do not see the purpose of this gathering，
如果我们来的时候不是带着基督丰富的恩典而来
，If we do not come with the fullness of Christ，
甚至我们在这里彼此尊敬、彼此批评的话，这个聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。
And instead, we come criticizing one another, when we come and fight with one another, then we are suffering loss when we get together.
所以你们聚会好不好？在于大家自己的决定。
So whether this meeting is good or bad is determined by every member.
在于我们怎么为自己的小组、为自己的团契祷告。
And how we pray for our each individual small groups.
扩大一点就是我们的教会了。
And the little when we take another step out of that small group is our church.
到底这个教会是我们喜欢来，因为在这里可以得到恩典。
This church is it a place where you like to come because you are blessed?
还是我不想来，因为在这里有很多的伤害。
Or I don't want to come because I'm often hurt.
因为在这里有很多让人这个受搅扰失望的事情。
Or people are hurt because there are a lot of things that cause people despair.
弟兄姊妹，我们来教会的生活的目的是为了让基督的身体被建立起来。
We come for the purpose that the body of Christ may be equipped.
在这里讲到教会生活的特点，就是讲到把一也活出来，基督的一。
And the special characteristic of a church life is the oneness that would be seen.
教会在地上一个非常重要的见证。
The one very important aspect of the testimony of the church.
就是一。
It is this oneness.
这个一，没有爱是不可能活出来的。
This oneness cannot be lived out without love.
这个一。没有十架是不可能活出来的。
This oneness without the cross cannot be lived out.
这个一不是借着外面的要求、跟做法、跟制度、跟传统带出来的。
This oneness does not come by requirements, by methodologies, by traditions.
所以我们很喜欢 Austin Sparks 弟兄的一句话。
Brother Austin Sparks said these words.
他说：“基督叫人和，事物叫人分。”
Is that Christ causes us to be united, but the things that we do cause us to be divided.
Yeah.你如果强调事情的话
But if you simply focus on the things we do,
因为大家的看法、大家的传统、大家的背景都不一样。
It's all of our own viewpoints, all of our backgrounds, all of our perspectives are different.
大家的兴趣也不一样。
Our particular likings are different.
不信的话，我相信你们在团契里面都会碰到同样的事情。
And I trust that in your fellowship, you discover that very quickly.
像 Rainbow 或是 Thomas， 你们年轻一点，喜欢出去活动啊。
The Rainbow Fellowship or the Thomas Fellowship, you guys are more active. You like to go out, have outings.
到底是出去是 biking 呢，还是 hiking 呢？可能就很多人不一样了。
And once you ask everybody, do you want to go biking or do you want to go hike? And you get different opinions.
到底是要去 picnic 呢，还是去吃 hamburger 呢？每个人意见不一样。
Should we have a picnic or should we just go grab a hamburger? And everybody have their own opinions.
到底去旧金山呢，还是 Monterey Park 那个 Monterey 呢？每个人都不一样。
Do we go to San Francisco or Monterey, and everybody have different inputs.
很容易不一样的。
And very quickly, we would be different.
你们觉得还有哪些东西会不一样，叫人不一样？
Anything else that would cause us to be different?
什么？还有 style? 每样东西都会不一样，对不对？什么东西你们讲讲看
Almost everything in our lives we could be different.
年轻的孩子、
right?
你们觉得跟别人最大的不同会是什么
What's the greatest difference between you and other people? Young people.
Sports.
Sports?
还有呢
Anything else?
Priority.
Priority 会让人家不一样。哦，你这个比较成熟一点。
David, you're very mature. Priorities. Good one.
还有没有
Anything else?
Huh?Music, very good one. 还有没有
Music, anything else?
Politics.
Politics.
Wow.
你离开这里太久了，早点回来。还有没有
Anything else?
喜欢的对象不一样。
喜欢的对象。还有呢？什么东西会造成我们人跟人中间不一样
What would cause differences between us and other people?
真的其实是什么都会造成的
In the naturality, if you think everything could cause a difference
你觉得年龄会不会造成大家有代沟
Our age differences sometimes create a difference
Language 会不会造成有代沟造成彼此的不同
will cause differences
我们国家生长的国家
our motherland is different
我们受的教育的程度
our education level is different
我们 从前得救的时候所在的教会背景。
Our background, the church that we grew up in.
你自己接受的神学派别。
The theology and the doctrines that you received.
我们连运动都会不一样，对不对
？Even in sports, people would be different.
你爱吃 spicy food 跟不爱吃也会不一样的。
And people who like spicy food and those who do not like spicy food.
性别也会。
Our gender is different.
很多东西都会。
Practically everything in our lives cause differences.
以前有一个传道人，我听他的见证，他说他到美国的中北方去啊。
Was a preacher that said that when he went to
我不讲那个地方，免得太敏感了哈。
He went to the northeast somewhere in America.
因为这是事实，这不是夸的。他到了那个教会以后
，and when he went to that particular church,
他发现教会里面有难处。
And he discovered there were difficulties in that church.
他就在彼此对立的两个团队之间，两个 group 之间。
And between these particular groups that were arguing,
那正好呢，这一个 group 的。弟兄姊这个在一起的人都是喜欢喝咖啡的。
And this group, one particular group, all the brothers like to drink coffee.
那另外一个 group 呢，比较不喝咖啡，都喝茶的。
And the other group, they don't particularly take liking the coffee, and they drink tea.
所以他那天他去的时候，别人告诉他，他去想要帮助他们解决难处。
So that particular day, the trouble between these two groups was already made aware to him, so he wanted to come and help.
两边的人都坐在那里。
And so.Two group of people, they were sitting right there in front of him.
我们的弟兄去的时候
And so our brother showed up and came.
别人就问他说你要喝咖啡还是要喝茶
And so when someone asked him, do you want coffee or do you want tea?
他就想起告诉他的这个弟兄讲的这两派正好一个爱喝咖啡一个爱喝茶
And then he remembered particularly someone told him that one particular group liked coffee and the other one liked tea.
他就只好问说你们有没有牛奶
And so he asked very politely, do you have milk?
你看，连这种东西都会造成感觉的。
So even in something like this would cause discomfort in us, right?
所以我们有时候进到中国去，我们都很小心啊。
So when we go into China, we are very cautious.
因为你跟谁照张相，都会造成不同的。
And sometimes when whoever these difficulty would even arise just by who we take pictures with.
所以今天在教会这个一不是一件容易的事情，你们觉得容不容易
？This oneness we talk about in the body of Christ, do you think?It's an easy thing.
所以我上次讲到，在神的眼中，在保罗的教导里面。
And last time I said in the heart of God and according to Paul's teaching.
这个一不是做出来的。
This oneness is not something that we do and fabricate.
我要咬紧牙关跟你在一起。
I'm going to just grind my teeth. Okay, we're going to be together.
我要放下我的不同，要跟你在一起。
I'm going to put down our differences so we could be together.
在圣经里面，一是早就有的。
But in the scripture, this oneness already existed.
在基督里面已经有的。
In Christ, it already existed.
所以你去读圣经的话，以弗所书第四章是讲到要。竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So Ephesians chapter 4, we see very clearly that it says uphold the unity.
我们一起来读好不好？以弗所书第四章。
It says endeavoring to keep this unity, chapter
4. 我想我们就看我列的经文第二节、第三节。
Verse 2 and verse 3.
然后跳到十三节。
And then we'll go to verse 13.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。那请大家注意到，圣经里面告诉我们，我们是要从保守圣灵所赐的一。
So please pay attention, verse 3. It says we began with endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit.
然后只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
And then to verse 13, till we all come to the unity of the faith.
所以圣经上等于是它容许我们有不同。
So scripture kind of shows us that it allows differences.
但是不容许我们有不同心。
But it does not allow disunity.
大家听清楚哈，容许有不同，但是不容许有不同心。
Allows differences, but does not allow the sense of division.
然后在同心的根基上，我们成长、成长、成长、成长到有一天，我们连在真道上，在所有的看法上能够同归于一。
That in this, the endeavoring to keep the unity in the spirit, we keep growing to the point where we are all one in faith.
能够真正达到那个一的时候，是因为我们都认识了神儿子耶稣基督了。
And we all come to that unity when we all come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
那时候我们所在乎、所坚持、所要的就是基督。
And what we care about, what we hold fast to, is Christ Himself.
所以我在这里问两个问题哈，到底这个保罗为什么要说竭力保守？
And so I want to ask you, why would Paul say endeavor to keep?
为什么要竭力来保守这个？
Why do you need to endeavor to keep?
为什么要讲竭力？
Why?
怎么？太难了，很好哈。我刚才已经讲了那么多事情，都会变成不一，对不对？
Because it is difficult. Because everything in our lives causes divisions.
那讲到不容易，还有没有？
One is challenging. It's difficult. What else?
为什么要竭力保守？
Why? Why endeavor?
如果已经是了，原来就有了。
If we already are and we already have it,
我们来保守它就好了。
We just keep it.
那为什么要竭力保守？
Why do you need to endeavor to keep it?
Why? 还有一个很重要的因素，有没有想到？
It's one other very important element.
因为有破坏它的。
Because there will be those who will come to destroy it.
仇敌最怕的就是教会义的见证。
Because our enemy is dreadfully fearful of the oneness, the testimony of oneness.
一个人爱主，虽然他也不高兴。
One individual loved the Lord, yes, he's unhappy about it.
但是两个人同心爱主所带下来的属灵的祝福和影响力，那是叫仇敌更招架不住的。
So when two people, when they come together in that unity, when they love the Lord, it's something that the enemy has a harder time to deal with.
你去读利未记，读生命记，这种同心带来的影响力都是等比级数，不是差一点点的。
And so you look at the book of Leviticus and Deuteronomy, you see the benefits and the blessing that comes in numbers, they're always exponential.
连仇敌一个人都可以叫千人逃跑，两个仇敌同心可以叫万人逃跑。你晓得同心带来的力量是很大的。
So a single enemy can cause 10,000 to flee, but two enemies with one single mindedness, they could cause 10,000, 100,000 to flee.
所以仇敌一直要破坏一啊。
And it comes to destroy that essence of one.
我曾经讲过，韩国教会有一个长老碰到撒旦教的一个人。
And the elder in the Korean church, he testified one time he met a Satan worshipper.
撒旦教的人告诉他们说，他们常常祷告，甚至禁食祷告。
And it says that he says that they often get together and they fast to pray.
他们祷告的两件最重要的事情，一个是叫神家的领袖失败。
And they pray for two particular things. One, the leadership, whether the church will fall.
所以我们都需要为着教会的领袖们祷告。
We need to pray for the leaders within our church.
我们也都是罪人，也都是仇敌的眼中钉。
And we are all sinners, but we have a target on our backs in the eyes of our enemies.
他说他们第二件祷告的事情就是叫神家分裂不合一。
And second thing that they pray for is that there would be division and separation in the house of God.
所以你知道这个一是需要竭力来保守的。
So you know this oneness, this unity needs to be kept with.Much fervor.
你不保守，会有人来破坏它的。
If you do not endeavor to keep it, someone will come to destroy it.
那么怎么样竭力保守呢？保罗在这里告诉我们，怎么样是竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心呢？
And so Paul tells us, how do we do it? Now, how do we endeavor to keep it?
你就发现他前面提见了三件事情。
So he mentioned three particular things.
他说凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
It says with lowliness, gentleness, and long suffering.
这是我们对我们自己该要有的要求。
And these are the requirements we ought to have for ourselves.
我们在跟别人相处、跟同工服侍的时候。
When we are dealing with one another, when we're serving with a coworker.
要学习凡事哈，不是偶尔哈，要凡事。
Verse 2 it says with all, everything.
要谦虚、温柔、忍耐，就是我们不要去伤害人，不要去压迫人。
And lowliness and gentleness and long suffering means we do not bring harm to others.
也不要在这里高傲。
And do not be boastful.
第二个讲到要用爱心互相宽容。
And then it says bearing with one another.
不光要 allow difference, 容许不同，也要 allow mistakes.
And bearing with one another in love, not only to understand we're different, but to allow for the mistakes.
也没有人不会犯错的。
Because everyone makes mistakes.
错我们要在爱心里面把它挽回。
So when someone has erred, we need to return that person back in love.
得罪我们呢，我们要求主让我们有爱，能够包容。
Those who have offended us, and we pray that the Lord we would have love to encompass that.
我们很多时候在处理神儿女们中间不和的时候
，and oftentimes when we have to deal with the disunity between brothers and sisters,
就好像处理夫妻不和的时候是一样的。
It's no different than having to deal with two couples.
我们都会听到在这里说对方这里不对，那里不是，这里不好。
And we often hear one another pointing out the errors and the areas where they have been wrong.
有时候我们就会停下来问说：“弟兄啊。”你还是真的爱这个弟兄吗？
And sometimes we pause in the midst of all those complaints, and we were asked, "Brother, Do you still love this brother?
很多的时候他就停下来了。
And oftentimes at that question, all the complaints immediately ceases.
他可以承认其实我没有真正爱他。
And he would acknowledge, I really did not love my brother with all my heart.
有的人会马上就回答，我当然爱，我不爱他，我为什么生他气？
And some people will respond immediately, of course I love him. If I didn't, why would I be angry with him?
当我们再问一次的时候，你真的爱他吗？
And then I ask again, do you truly love your brother?
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很严肃的挑战。
Francis, this is a very solemn challenge for us.
当你在批评这个人、论断那个人的时候
，When you're criticizing or you're criticizing about this particular individual,
你应该停下来问说：你真的爱这个人吗
？You need to stop and ask yourself, do I really love this person?
当你说那个外国人讲得很好，翻译比较不好，你真的爱这个翻译吗
？And when you hear that, oh, that foreigner speaks so well and the translator is terrible, can you really love that foreigner?
就为这个翻译祷告嘛，叫他翻译好一点。
And pray for that translator that he would translate even better.
对不对
？Right?
讲道讲不好，为他祷告嘛。
If it's not, he didn't preach so well today, pray for him.
他小组长当不好，为他祷告。
If the small group leader didn't do so well today, pray for him.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们很容易就生气，很容易就定罪。
And oftentimes we get upset and we judge one another.
所以一需要竭力保守的。
So this oneness, we need to endeavor to keep it.
我以前也讲过一次，有一个做爸爸的，他第二天是要去参加同学会哈。
And I told the story before. There was a father. The next day, he needs to go to his class reunion.
那好久没见了，大家都很兴奋，所以那一天呢，他就特别百忙中还跑去买了一条新的西装裤。
And he hasn't met all of his friends for a long time, and in the midst of his busyness, he went and bought a pair of slacks.
啊，那个他最喜欢的又 discount 的那个呢，稍微长了一点，大概长了十公分。
And the one that he liked at the store was.Just longer in the hymns.
他想反正家里面有三个女人可以帮他再去带回家了。
And he figured there are three women in the house. Somebody's got to be able to help me. So he bought it and brought it home.
所以他就先跟他太太讲。
So he went to his wife.
没想到太太今天身体正好不舒服。他说我今天太累了，这个身体不舒服哈。他说我不能帮你弄。
And the wife says, "Honey, I don't feel well today. I can't help you today."
就他就跑去找他那个大女儿啊，大女儿已经大了。
And so he went to find his oldest daughter. She's already all grown up.
女儿说不行，我今天有同学有 party， 我今天晚上会很晚回来，我没空帮你。
And the daughter says, "Dad, I have a party today. I won't get home till very late. I can't help you, Dad."
然后就他跟他妈去讲哈。
And so he went and to ask his mother.
他妈也说不行，我今天这个，我现在眼睛越来越花了，我不行。
And the mom says, "My eyesight's getting worse and worse. I can't really do this very well."
所以他没有办法，他就只好这个自己把他弄了一下。
So he couldn't. He did his very best.And he did it himself.
没想到第二天兴冲冲的要去参加同学会的时候，一拿出来穿，这个裤子短了三十公分。
And so he discovered the next day he went and grabbed his pants and it lost 30 inches.
Thirty centimeters.
30 inches.
穿短裤了哈。
Almost turned into a pair of shorts.
因为太太想想，先生难得跟我要求，哎呀，身体不舒服，去了就帮他了，好少十公分就 cut 十公分。
So because the night before, the wife thought, I really should help my husband. He only need me to reduce it by 10 centimeters. So she took the 10 centimeters.
妈妈也是这样，女儿 party 回来，想到爸爸难得要参加同学会，也帮他 cut 十公分。
And so the daughter came back home from the party and felt bad. Oh, okay, Dad, you needed 10 centimeters off the pants, so I took 10 centimeters off too.
所以第二天看见那个裤子，你们还穿不穿
？So if you have such a pair of pants for a class reunion, would you wear it?
结果他决定穿去了。
He actually put on that pair of pants.
所有同学都这样看他。
So all his friends were staring at him.
他就很。骄傲地跟他们做见证，你看我有三个女人爱我。
And he very proudly and boasted and saying, "I have three women in my life that loves me."
那条短裤就叫做爱心短裤。
That pair of shorts became the shorts of love.
你看你怎么去 handle 这件事情，对不对
？It all depends on how we handle this.
你可以很生气，说你们那基本常识都没有吗？怎么会剪这么短呢
？I could be very, the person could be very angry and say, "You don't have any common sense. Can't you tell it's getting shorter and shorter?"
我明天要去参加同学会，这么重要的裤子。
I'm going to my class reunion. It's a very important pair of pants.
但是弟兄姊妹，这叫做爱心中彼此宽容。
And this is to to love one another and forgiving one another.
我们要 allow mistake 或是容许有一些沟通上造成的问题。
We allow mistakes. We allow the mistakes that are happening because of miscommunication.
用和平彼此联络。
As with peace, we unite with one another.
换句话说，只要你跟人接触。
In other words, as long as we touch and have fellowship with each other.
我们要定的心意，不容许有任何不和的事情。
I need to set and have a resolve within my heart that I'm not going to allow disharmony among us.
不光要 peace with God.
Not only do we have peace with God.
We need to have peace with man.
And we need to have peace with man.
甚至有一天能够 peace with everything.
And then one day we can have peace with everything.
跟神是和好的。
And that we are reconciled with God.
跟人是和好的。
And we are reconciled with men.
跟所有的事情都是和好的。
And in everything that we do, we are reconciled.
所以在这里保罗接着就是我们读的腓立比书第二章。
And so Paul begins and starts sharing in Philippians chapter 2.
他说如果在基督里有什么劝勉。
So if there's any consolation in Christ.
请你注意再一次保罗提醒在基督里。
And he says once again, in Christ.
不然的话，我们很多的劝勉其实是很危险的。
And other than then it would be very dangerous at times.
我们很多的要求是自己出来的。
And a lot of the requirements that we have comes out of ourselves.
不见得是从主来的。
They're not necessarily in Christ or from the Lord.
一个年长的弟兄跟我们说，他认识的一个人。跑到自己都结了婚了。
Elderly brother said that he met a person. This person was actually married.
他跑到一个年轻的女孩子那里，对她说：“神对我说，要你嫁给我，把福音传遍天下。”
And this man would come to a young maiden and says, "God told me that you should marry me, that we would preach the gospel throughout the world."
弟兄姊妹，你这些属灵的道理、引经据典、讲神奇妙的经历，这通通不在基督里，对不对
？And all these things that he would preach, the things that he would talk about, you discover there none of them are in Christ, right?
在这里讲到，在基督里面如果有什么劝勉
，As here once again it says, therefore, if there's any consolation in Christ,
爱心有什么安慰
？If there any comfort of love,
好多人都需要安慰的。
There are a lot of people in our midst that needs comfort.
昨天福音组开会的时候讲到福音朋友决志，有的人可能正好divorce 哈，这个离婚。
Our gospel group have shared that there are those gospel friends who come in our midst and they're just going through a divorce.
有人是癌症复发。
And some people have a reoccurrence of
cancer. 很多人来到神家其实都带着很多的需要。
And a lot of people who come to the house of God with tremendous needs.
跟就连我们传道人，我们一样都有很多的软弱跟需要。
Even those who are shepherding you, they have weaknesses and they have needs.
所以我们在爱里面一些的安慰跟勉励都是很重要的。
And so those comforts and love, they are extremely important.
你可能完全不知道我的这句话出来。到底会对谁带来帮助？你不见得需要知道的。
And you may not need to understand the words that I speak. Who would they edify? How would they help any individual?
但是神可能就借着你的话，借着你的祷告，帮助了许多的人。
But maybe that particular day in fellowship, through your words, through your sharing, through your prayers, you help someone.
甚至你在这里交通一点自己最近的失败、软弱，可能就安慰了、帮助了一个正在软弱中的人。
Maybe perhaps that day you're willing to share your own weakness and something that you failed in, and that particular sharing helps.Someone who is in the midst of failure.
等下讲到圣灵有什么交通
And if there's any fellowship of the Spirit,
心中有什么慈悲怜悯
If any affection and mercy,
只要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念
So fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord.
使我的喜乐可以满足
Of one mind again, so that my joy may be full.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个积极的爱
So this is an active love.
这是一个积极的一。
This is an active oneness.
相安无事并不见得代表一。
Just because everything is quiet and it doesn't mean that there's oneness.
真实的一不仅仅让我们可以包容，可以接纳别人。
The true oneness not only allows us to accept and receive one another.
真实的一一定让我们主动的愿意把好东西给别人。
But this oneness will give us a sense of proactiveness to give the very best to someone else.
这是第一件事情，在基督里你会非常的积极，愿意把好的带来。
So in Christ, you proactively would bring the very best.
第二个讲到凡事不可结党，不可以贪图虚浮的荣耀。
And let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit.
这个英文里面讲到 selfish ambition, 这个就是你里面有一个野心在。
And again, the selfish ambition is talking about there's something inside of us that you want.
你希望出名，你希望得着人，你希望抓住一般人是属于你的。
Maybe you want to be famous, you want to lay hold of people, you want a group of people that you can call that they are mine.
那这个绝对不能够在神家容许的。
These cannot exist in the house of God.
这就是亚撒龙的灵。
And this is the spirit of Absalom.
管他是什么，Absalom.
Absalom. Absalom.
这个发音差不多就好了，对不对？
Yeah.
我今天翻译 比讲道的人好一点哈。亚沙龙就是要背叛他的爸爸。
Absalom, when he wanted to rebel against his father,
他就坐在城门口。
So he sit at the gate of the city.
任何人要来 找王要来诉讼的时候，他就说巴不得我能够帮你解决。
And anyone who had a problem that wanted to see the king, he says, Let's, I wish I could solve your problems.
这个爸爸不能解决，我巴不得我能帮你解决。
If my dad can't help you, I wish I could be the one that will help you.
所以他圣经上说，他就暗暗地得了许多人的心。
So the scripture says secretly he has won the hearts of the people.
时候成熟，他就起来背叛。
And when time was full, he rose up and rebelled against his father.
这种事情在神家真的看得很多的。
Brothers and sisters, I sadly say we see this in the house of God.
你爱弟兄姊妹，关心弟兄姊妹，带弟兄姊妹是带着野心在里面的。
You love brothers and sisters, you lead brothers and sisters, you do it with an ambition in your heart.
这些东西都是伤害身体的，保罗不容许这些事情。
These are the things that brings harm to the body, and Paul says absolutely not.
第三件事情要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
And again, it says, then again, it continues. It says, but in lowliness of mind, let each one esteem others better than himself.
我刚才已经讲过了，看别人的新照，看自己的旧照，你才可能做得到。
And I said before that only when you see your old creation and the new creation in others can you do this.
你要看他里面的基督，你才可能做得到。
When you see the Christ in your brother, then you can do this.
不然不可能的事情。
Or else it is something that is impossible.
他明明打字也比我慢，他这个穿衣服也邋遢，这个人做事情有这个，他不可能比我好的嘛。
He types slower than me. He dress is weird, and there's no way he could be better than me.
再说，不要去看别人明处的失败。
And I say again, do not look at the exposed failures of others.
神是看我们暗中的得胜。
God looks at our hidden victories.
不要看他外面的不好。
And do not look at the outward problems.
学习看他里面的基督。
But look at the Christ within the individual.
这是保罗教导我们的。
And this is what Paul's teaching us.
第四个，不要关顾自己的事。
And again, also, do not be mindful of your own business.
顾别人的事情。
But be mindful of the interests of others.
这是这个世代最可怕的事情了。
And this is the problem of our generation.
这是后现代文化的这个特点，就是个人专顾自己的事。
And the characteristic of this postmodern era is that everyone is only mindful of their own business.
完全根据自己的利害、自己的喜好来做判断。
I care about all my own interests and my delights and the things that would benefit me.
所以我们要求神帮助我们哈。
So we need to ask God to help us.
不要光只顾自己的事情。
And again, not only for his own interests.
外面有太多人需要耶稣。
Because there are so many people that need Jesus.
我们需要在主的面前，最后讲到以基督的耶稣的心为心。
And lastly, Paul concludes and says, "Let this mind also be in you, which is the mind of Christ Jesus."
这个英文讲到。Great minds think alike. 这个君子所见相同。
And there's a saying in English, that great minds think alike.
没有一个 great mind 像基督耶稣的 mind 一样。
There's no great mind like the mind of Christ.
如果我们有一天都能够用基督的心为心的话。
If one day the mind of Christ becomes all of our mind.
我们再用这句话。
Then we can use this particular phrase.
不要说 hey, let's go to In and Out. 你说 great minds think alike. 这个用得太浅了。
And when everybody in the group says, oh, let's all have In and Out. And you guys all say, oh, great minds think alike.This is not quite there yet.
而是我们真的以基督耶稣的心为心的时候。
But when we have the mind of Christ that is in all of us,
那真的不一样哈。
Then it will truly be different.
所以腓立比书这一段是用在小组团契、用在教会生活非常好的一段经文。
And these five verses are excellent when it's used in our small group context.
好，最后教会生活的挑战就是长大成熟。
And lastly, the challenge is for the small group to grow into maturity.
能够彰显基督身体的丰满。
And to manifest the fullness of Christ.
它不是一点点。
It is not just a little bit.
应该很丰富。
It should be rich.
不应该只有这么一点点。
It's not just a little bit.
它要长大成熟。
And it's to grow unto maturity.
弟兄姊妹，我诚恳地要求弟兄姊妹。
And so with earnesty, I ask of you.
不管你讲中文讲英文。
Whether you speak Chinese or English.
不管是大人是年轻人是孩子。
Whether you're adults, young people, or children.
不管你刚信耶稣还是信主三四十年五十年了。
Whether you just came to Christ, or you've been in Christ for decades.
我们被神拯救，放在基督的身体里面。
We are saved and placed in the body of Christ.
We are one.
We are one.
我们就是一个。
We are one.
你得福，我就跟着得福。
If you are blessed, I will be blessed.
你受伤、受亏损，全身一同受苦的。
If you are harmed and you are suffering, the whole body will suffer.
我们能够起来爱主，让全身得祝福。
If we can rise up to love the Lord, then the whole body will be blessed.
我们的失败给身体带来伤害。
My own failures will bring harm.
我们真的需要主帮助我们。
We need the Lord to help us.
我相信我们个人都有自己的 struggle, 都有自己的挣扎。 扎。
I know each and every one of us have our own personal struggles.
我们都有自己的所碰到的试探和艰难的环境。
We have temptations and the challenges that we individually face.
但是当我们被放在一起的时候
，But when we are put together,
一根筷子一折就断了。
A single chopstick is easily broken.
当我们放在一起的时候，仇敌不能够来伤害我们。
But when a bundle is put together, it's difficult to break. The enemy cannot bring us harm.
祷告我们彼此保护。
So with prayers, we cover one another.
在爱里面，在和平，在用和平彼此联络。
In love and the bond of peace, we unite with one another.
We are not perfect, but we are sincere.
We are not perfect, but we are sincere.
我们一起来成长。
Let's grow together.
我们唱140首的第一节跟第三节。
Hymn 140, verse 1 and verse 3.
神的儿子亲爱救主你曾用你宝血救赎我们脱世和罪你的神中欢乐看见前进你带入的怀里你等天上中为你等天上中为教会的教会做大地只不给你所有事情你的是我们的
主你已经用你的血用你的生命救赎了我们
Our Lord you already have redeemed us with your blood and your life
让我们脱离了永远的咒诅和审判
That we're forever separated for that internal curse and judgment
这个已经够我们感谢一生
This is more than sufficient for us to be thankful and grateful for the rest of our lives
更何况你还肯降杯住在我们的心中成为我们的生命
But more so you will humble yourself and live in us and be our life
让我们看见 有宝贝放在这个瓦器里面
That we may see that there is treasure in these earthen vessels
你亲自在我们里面成为我们的生命和力量
You personally has become our life and our strength
然后让我们成为我们的喜乐和满足
That you become our joy and our satisfaction
但是主啊你不止这样
But Lord not just so
你更把我们摆在一个伟大的身体里面
You put us into this wonderful and great body
你说教会就是你的身体
And you say that this church is your body
是你这位要充满万有者的丰满
It's the fullness of him who fills all and in all
主我们谢谢你
Lord we thank you
谢谢你把我们摆在你的身体里面
We thank you for putting us in your body
主啊你帮助我们
Lord help us
帮助我们知道怎样爱你的教会像基督爱教会一样
Help us to know how to love the church as you have loved the church
你这么爱教会
Oh how you love the church
你甚至愿意为教会舍命
To the point that you would lay down your life for the church
主啊 当我们爱你的时候也让我们爱我们的弟兄姊妹
So Lord we pray that when we love you we will love the brothers and sisters around us
除去我们里面一切的受伤一切的骄傲一切的苦毒
And remove the hurt and the pride and the bitterness within us
把我们一切不单纯的为我们除去
And all the complexity within our hearts remove those O God
让我们用最单纯的爱彼此相爱
And with the most simple love that we will love one another
我们用基督的生命彼此相交
And with the life of Christ that we will enter into fellowship with one another
和平彼此联络
and with peace that we would be united
主啊把这个教会里面所有不合一的事为我们除去
Oh Lord remove all the things that brings about this harmony here
把我们心中所有不合一的灵为我 我们除去。
All the spirit of division, Lord, remove those things.
让我们彼此切实相爱。
That we would genuinely love each other.
让我们所追求的不仅仅只是一个外面的相安无事。
The things that we pursue is not just outward peace.
乃是积极里面，我们真是在一个身体里面。
But proactively in one body.
能够同一个心灵，同一个脚中。
With one spirit and one course.
我们一起来讨你喜悦。
We come and delight you, O Lord.
一起来成为对方的祝福。
That we together would bless one another.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.